He no longer follows through on his promises, and he doesn't even notice when things are dirty and cluttered. He just comes home from work, grabs the TV remote, plops down, and fails to follow through on the little responsibilities of keeping things straight, which should be normal behavior for any husband in America. Friday, they were expecting friends for dinner, and it was already Tuesday. Danny promised to clean out the garage, but he hadn't even touched it. Gwen was getting more and more irritated. She had considered cleaning it herself, but certain parts of the house were his areas, and that included the garage. She's not going to clean it because once she does, he'll expect her to do it the next time, and she'll never get his help on anything. Danny came home from work whistling and happy. Holding up a rented DVD, he grinned and said, "Surprise! Look what I have! And popcorn, too! You'll love this movie. It'll make us want to cuddle all night long." Her eyes glared and her face scowled as she backed away from his attempt to embrace. "I can't believe you," she cried. "How do you expect to clean the garage tonight and watch that movie at the same time? You let that garage get in such a mess it will take 2 days to clean it, and our company is coming in 3. Did you totally forget this?" Utterly taken aback, Danny throws the DVD across the room, pitches the popcorn toward the kitchen, and stalks out of the room. Tears of anger and frustration well up in Gwen's eyes. "He's not the man I married," she thinks. "And to tell the truth, I'm sometimes not really sure that I love him anymore." I'll tell you the rest of Gwen and Danny's story later. But for now, I want to point out that their problem is based on a huge misunderstanding of the truth about change. Without accurate information and guidance, you can believe something that's just not true and make a serious mistake about what is really going on in your marriage. You can believe that you are falling out of love with your mate when, in fact, your marriage is going through a normal transitional period. And you can have unrealistic expectations about what you can and cannot do to change your mate's behavior. Thanks to our own Marriage Research Center, we now have a high degree of certainty about what makes marriages work and what keeps them from working. We know that love doesn't last. You have to make it last. You must create a safe and secure environment that enables you to attend to the changes that occur in every marriage. If partners don't feel emotionally safe with one another, the instability these changes bring may jeopardize the marriage. Misconceptions about love. Most of us come into adulthood with a distorted vision of a healthy love relationship.